Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rolling Toe with trucking experts Kevin and Mike Beckett. This is the show where you ask the questions and we give you the diagnosis on how to get the most out of your truck. We'll talk about avoiding wear and tear, knowing your suspension and axles, and how to get more mileage from your tires. We're on the audio road. Let's get rolling.
Well, good evening. This is Mike.
And this is Kevin.
And for those of you who don't know, we have big news.
Who does, you know, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But we do.
We've got news.
We got news. This will be the last Rolling Toe Show podcast. We're not going away. We're moving. And we can't tell you where we're moving yet. But we are moving.
All we know is that this is the last Rolling Toe Show podcast.
Right. If you will keep up with us on Facebook or on LinkedIn, pretty soon you'll get the notices on where to find us. And that's about all we can tell you right now. We've had a good 3-year run on this podcast program. This is our 117th episode.
Right.
We've kind of enjoyed all this. We've learned a lot. And now we're moving on out.
Right.
So if you have questions.
Rolling on, as it were.
Moving on, yes.
Rolling on.
Rolling on? Rolling. Oh, rolling on. Cool, that's all good. Right. If you have questions or comments, please push 1 on your phone dial. That will put you in line so we know you have a question or a comment.
Not questions about where we're going.
Well, they can ask all they want. We just can't answer.
We just can't tell you.
Just can't tell you. Sorry. If I did, I'd have to kill you. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was Special Forces or Military Intelligence.
Yeah.
Or one of them guys.
Military Secrets.
Yes, right. Okay. But we will get through this last hour with fun. And hopefully no singing and no dirty jokes, because there'll be lots of people asking questions and comments.
Of course.
And on to the tire program. Now, what have you got new and exciting from this week?
Well, I've got a trip I'm taking.
You got a trip you're taking?
I'm flying to Charlotte, North Carolina for the National Lease Service Managers meeting.
Yes, you're going to do a presentation to them for an hour and a half or so?
About an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Fly in, fly out, same day.
Same day.
Nice deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm leaving Monday to go to Uvalde, Texas, to the Continental General Proving Grounds. I'll be there all week doing training.
Right.
And so that'll be fun.
It'll be a week.
And the temperatures down there are going to be from the mid to upper 90s the whole week.
Well, it is late May and...
I suppose. Yeah, South Texas.
Texas.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I had a great time this week working with a guy on a crane.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
now, we're
a
not,
fun one.
We're not talking about a bird with wings crane.
Right.
We're talking about a road crane. This was on a Peterbilt chassis.
Right.
It was a 50-ton crane.
Yes.
It had two 20,000-pound steer axles.
Mm-hmm.
It had two drive axles with
right.
dual wheels. And it had two auxiliary liftable steerable auxiliary axles.
Right.
And it was a 2016 model.
Right.
But because it drove so terrible, it only had 8,000 miles on it.
And it would dive terrible over 55 miles an
just
hour.
Drive horrible, and it was directionally
right.
unstable, and they couldn't,
right.
and it was just horrible.
And trying to figure out why it was unstable, they did find out some things.
Yes.
We'll leave some of the more embarrassing details out to keep the manufacturer.
Like the fact that the hole they drilled in the frame were 3/4 inch and the bolts they put in were 5/8.
I was trying to keep that secret.
I'm not keeping it secret. I'm telling everybody. So they figured that out. They drilled out the holes in the hanger so that everything fit. And the axles, the drive axles had some off-center problems. They got those fixed.
They got that fixed.
And
they
toe.
Had some timing issues. They got that fixed.
Toe and timing on the dual steers was wrong.
And my impression, based on the speed range and where they were feeling the problem,
mm-hmm.
was that it was coming from the rear end.
And that was our gut feeling.
Yes.
We thought it was from the rear because the steering wheel would be stable.
Yeah.
But the truck seemed to float left
right.
and right. And directionally unstable. Now, this was after they fixed all the stuff and the truck was 50% better after they got
right.
all this stuff done, but it still had this problem.
Right. They said they could disconnect the crane at the front and it wasn't as bad, but now you've got this big bowl and hook
swinging back and forth
in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. So they had to hook it all
good.
Back up. We finally got to the point where I said, you need to call the suspension people that designed this suspension. It's Linked is the company. And ask them if they have any suggestions of the caster on the liftable steerable axles or whatever, because it's beyond us now.
Right.
So they called them up, and they worked with them for a while. And then they called me back, and they said, guess what we found? I said, what'd you find? Said, the Link people were really helpful. They had us check this and check this, and that was okay. And then they said, we want the scale tickets on this vehicle to see how much weight is where. It turned out that the two steering axles, which were capable of carrying 20,000 pounds each, were carrying 12,000 pounds each. They didn't have enough weight on the front end of the truck, and at high speeds, the centrifugal force was causing the steer tires to balloon out, mm-hmm. and they were floating back and forth.
It just the whole thing, the whole confounded contraption just was floating down the road.
It was like a guy running down the road on his tiptoes.
Right.
So they had them lift the front auxiliary axle by the drive axle, which put more weight on the steer, and they said it was 50% better. And so they called me back, and they said, okay, this is what we found. What do you suggest? I said, send it back to the people who build it.
Right. I think you could throw on some weights like they do on the front of a tractor.
Yeah, yeah. But why would you make more weight on it? Now, I didn't ask whether the rear was too heavy or if it was just the front was too light.
Right. That we don't know. All we know is the steer axle wasn't carrying.
Somebody didn't get their sums right. They didn't have the weight where it was supposed to be.
Right. We've seen that before. If you are, one case was one of those little bitty Hino or Mitsubishi trucks, mm-hmm. Cab over mm-hmm. with a short box on it, with the axle practically in the middle of the box. And a big old Tommy gate on the back end of it.
Lifting the front of the truck up.
Yeah, and yeah, every time they loaded it, they were just putting the stuff right there by the door.
Right.
So I said, just when you load it, just move everything to the front of the box.
Right.
Hopefully you'll
had a case down in Birmingham, Alabama with some garbage trucks.
Right.
That were pushing through the corners. They wouldn't turn. And what it only finally came down to was they put it over scale and found out that the front end of the truck, which had that 12,000-pound front axle, was only carrying 6,000 pounds because the trash compactor body was hanging too far behind the drive axles.
Right. Their duals weren't having the issue. It was only the singles that were.
Oh, these were all singles.
Okay. All right.
Single drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's crazy stuff.
Some of the fun stuff we run into. Now, we do have three people up here with questions or comments. They pushed one on their phone.
Right.
The first one is an 804 area code. Kevin, where do you think 804 is?
I think 804 is from Montana.
Wrong.
Okay.
Of course, we knew you were wrong before we started. He is Virginia.
Virginia.
Now, do you think he's in Virginia?
In Virginia? Well, the weather is beautiful.
It's pretty nice in Virginia this time.
Right.
Let's find out if he's in Virginia. I think he is.
All right.
Hello, Virginia.
Hello, Virginia.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
We're doing just fine. And yourself?
I'm good, and I'm in... Virginia's right, but I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. You're just a short hop from us. We're in Iowa. Okay.
Right,
yeah. Well, I just kind of cut through Percival, Iowa, not too long ago. Coming back from Alabama.
Well, coming back from Alabama sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
so what's
that's
up?
What I said. Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. I was like, dang, I'm not stopping.
There you go.
I know.
So what's up?
I talked to you fellas a while back, and I went from, you told me to put, so I have two-part question. I'm in a 2016 Freightliner Cascadia.
I bought it
in August, this last August. I put the Michelin X-Line, whatever, on the steers. That's all I run on the steers.
Okay.
But on the drives, they had, the guy just kind of threw on what was available. The first axle had four double coins across, and the
mm-hmm.
back axle had four toe yokes.
Okay.
So it was all wearing funny, but they were practically new. And so
mm-hmm.
I thought I'd run them out before I replace them, but they're all wearing funny. So first thing I did was crisscross rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that. So like I said, I remember you told me 120 on the steers, which I've done, and they're wearing really well. But
good.
I don't recall, because you told me I was running 110 on the steers and something on the drives, and you told me to bump it up to 120 on the steers, but I don't remember what you told me to run the drives at. I've been running them at 110.
That's still a little high. I would drop them down to 95 to 100.
That's fine.
Because the
95
drives,
to 100?
Yeah, the minimum pressure on the drives is 70. Okay?
Right.
The minimum pressure on the steer is 110.
Right.
Okay.
So running 120 in the steer is good. That gives me 10 extra pounds pressure. Running 110 in the rears, you're like 40 pounds overinflated. I would drop that back to between 95 and 100.
Now, I have heard that that might be good for fuel economy.
What, the 110?
Right.
Yeah.
Rears.
Yeah,
but
it's lousy for tire wear, and it's lousy for traction.
Right. Because, you know, you're danced on the footprint like
right.
we were talking
right.
about with that twin steer.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, so that was one part of it. Now, I'm going to change the tires to, you know, these are the knobby deep tread, and I'm going to go to the, well, I used to run the Michelin drives, but they're just kind of too expensive, and the Hancock has
mm-hmm.
come out, and our
mm-hmm.
company has used those, which is the same idea as the Michelin, they're just half the cost. Well, not half,
right.
but.
Right.
So I'm going to go to those. So even in that style tire, that's not the deep knobby tread, is still run them at 95 to 100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So one other thing. Okay, go ahead.
You said the drive tires are wearing kind of funny. How are they wearing funny? What are they wearing like?
Okay, so you visualize a double coin.
Yep.
And you've got one of the coins that is normal, and the other one is losing rubber. So you can see
mm-hmm.
one, like, it's light and one is dark, and it's doing that over a couple of the tires. And then the other two, the tread is basically, I'm going to have to check. I'm getting ready to change everything. But they've worn way down smoothly, but the other ones are doing that mismatched double coin where one is obviously higher material and then the other one is low material. I don't even know how it could do that.
Okay, now you're talking from lug to lug on the same tire, right?
Yeah, right.
Then we call that alternate lug wear, and it's doing it on one tire on both of the center line of lugs.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Right. It's in the
okay.
center for sure, and I think both tires are doing it.
Is it both on in a pair, or is it one on one pair and one on another pair?
I think it's on the first axle, and
mm-hmm.
I think, if I recall, it's just on the outside tire.
On both sides?
I'd have to really look again. No, I don't think so. I'd really,
okay.
honestly, I'd have to get out and look again.
Well, are you
driving?
Are you driving, yeah?
Yeah, I'm almost done, but I've got about 20 miles to go.
Can you put it on? Could you put it on cruise control and run alongside?
Yeah, just hold on. Let me. I gotta get my shoes on though.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go around. Just get around the sleeper, and if you can just peel down there.
Hang on to the side.
You know, I think I notice it. I notice it more on the driver's side. I don't think that, and if it is, it's not as obvious. But it's definitely
okay, right.
noticeable on the first axle outside tire on the driver's side.
Okay, all right. Here's when we're losing alternate lugs like that in the center of a tire like that. It usually
uh-huh.
indicates that tire ran underinflated for a while.
Right.
Okay.
And even if it ran underinflated for a week and the other guy was driving it, you know, he had those on there and he started the pattern, and you keep the inflation right, once that pattern starts, it will never stop.
Right.
Right.
The one lug, the slipping lug is always going to slip.
Yeah. So I can't think of anything you did that would cause that unless you tell me, oh, well, that tire did run low on me for a week and then I aired it up.
No, they were like that when I picked the check up. Yeah, when I bought the truck, they were already like that, and that's why I did everything and I crisscross rotated them. Now I haven't crisscross rotated them again since I did that, and that was over. It's been since August because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay because crisscross rotating won't help that problem.
Yeah.
Once
okay.
that tire has started that pattern because he let it run low on air at some time, maybe he had a nail in it, it got low, It started the pattern. He fixed the nail hole. Now the tire's holding air, but the pattern's there, and it's not going to go away.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
So
very good.
So very good on that. I'm going to change the tires. I got the air pressure. Real quick opinion on, I know that freight liners are called freight shakers for a reason, but I'm curious. I just put on all brand new shocks all the way around because I had three of the six leaky. And that really helped because they were really bad and it was jarring my teeth everywhere. So that's helped. But every freight liner I've had, and I can't remember on my Kenworth, but behind in the sleeper, I can be going down fairly good, nice pavement, and everything is fine. It still vibrates. But like now it starts just shaking like crazy in the back on the driver's side. Or that's where I hear it the most. It just, right now, it's rattling like mad. Is that a tire thing? A suspension
that could very,
thing?
That could very easily be that drive tire that's out of balance.
Right.
Because of all the cupping that's in it. Okay?
Okay, so it could be more than likely like balance issues. So when I get my new tires, I'm going to put, I have my Balance Masters to put on. So
yes,
maybe it's
perfect.
Just a balance issue because... Okay.
Yeah, put new tires on,
right.
Put the balance on, and then we can call me back and we can discuss if we need to do anything else.
Right.
Okay, bud. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. And I'll look, you said you're leaving, so I got to get you on Facebook to find out where you're going to pop up next, right?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Facebook, look for MD Alignment Services on Facebook, and you can we'll be posting what's going on.
Yep.
Cool. I can stalk you guys. You can have a stalker.
I need a stalker. That's great.
All right, fellas. Thank you. We'll see you or hear from you next time.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was a good call.
A good call, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Making progress then. Okay.
I just wish he had a strobe light. Then he could have gone out on the back and checked that pattern.
She.
Well, she had a strobe light.
Yeah.
Could have gone out on the back of that thing and checked that.
Well, I want to see her hanging on the side of the truck like you see the guys in the movies do.
Exactly.
They come up the side of the truck and then they smack the driver in the face. And then they get in and they drive it and it doesn't go off the road.
Right.
Yeah,
it just
right.
keeps driving nice and
yeah,
straight.
I believe that all. Okay, what's the next area code?
706.
706. Oh, okay. Where do you think?
I think it's Texas.
Georgia. Georgia.
Okay, just a little down the coast from the other area code.
The whole night through. Okay, in Georgia or out of Georgia?
What?
In Georgia or out of Georgia?
Out of Georgia. It's not that big of a city.
Okay, fine. All right.
All right.
Hello, Georgia.
Hey. Hey, I'm actually still in Georgia.
See, there you go.
Yeah, I'm headed out, though. But the problem I have a 1983 Datsun.
Oh, my God. Somebody hang up with this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going
to. I've been trying to get this vibration straightened out, and I've had it in three shops, and nobody can figure it out.
Is this something you're really attached to?
Yes.
Okay, so a half a stick of dynamite doesn't sound like a good solution.
No, that wouldn't work too well.
All right, we will try and take a shot at this, but remember, this is out of our field.
I'm saying we only say this because we only have one other question.
Right, so what? when you feel the vibration, does it show up first in your steering wheel or in your feet and seat?
Feet and seat. And usually around 40-something miles an hour.
Is this a rear wheel drive or a front wheel drive vehicle?
It's actually four wheel drive, but it does it in when I'm running it in rear wheel drive.
If you click it into four wheel drive, does it do it?
I've never tried that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ignore that for now. I'll give you a pass on that one. All right. Since it shows up in your seat and feet, and since it is a rear-wheel drive vehicle, it is a driveline vibration. Okay?
Okay.
What have you done for balance in the rear? Anything?
I've had the tires taken off and rebalanced, and I actually put two brand-new rear tires on and had them speed balance.
Okay, so forget that. Okay. Is it disc brakes or drum brakes?
Drum brakes.
Did you at any time do anything with the drums?
No, sir.
Okay, so it is possible that you got a drum that is out of balance and causing a problem.
Right.
That's possible.
Okay. And it would be possible to just, well, no, I guess you can't really take them off because then the wheel won't sit.
That would be very difficult to take through. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's one possibility. Second is it could be anything in the drive shaft because you've specified that the vibration occurs at about 40 miles an hour, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Can you drive through the vibration or does it vibrate no matter what speed you go past 40?
I've run up to 75 and it's still vibrating.
Okay, all right.
Does it get worse?
does it get worse the faster you go?
It's about the same. It's about the same. It's just...
Okay. Now, remember that anything that is constant with speed, regardless of what gear you're in, has to be from the transmission back. Okay? The engine RPM doesn't do it because in a low gear at high RPM, it doesn't vibrate, so that's not it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what gear you're in, so the transmission's not doing it. It has to be something that is involved, a rotation that rotates comparable to the wheels.
Yeah, there's another interest. I don't know if we've asked this or if this is relevant. I don't work on these, but if you pushed in the clutch while you were traveling at 60 miles,
still
vibrates. The vibration stop?
It still vibrates.
So it's not the clutch. It's not the transmission. It's not the engine. It's not the counterbalance on the front end of the engine. It could be a bent drive shaft.
Could be.
It could be an out-of-balance drive shaft. It might be universal joints, but I doubt it. It could be something in the rear gears inside the diff. It could be in the drive shafts coming from the diff out to the wheels, or it could be the brake drums.
Right.
Okay.
Something in there has a problem.
Do you think new shocks would help it?
No. This is not a shock problem.
Okay. All right.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
It's going to end. You're going to end up... having to sort of piece by piece go through those things.
Yeah, this is not going to be easy trying to find it, but it's definitely in that section as opposed to the transmission, clutch, and that. It's definitely off the tires because you've already solved that.
This is something between there and...
And I assume when they took it off and they balanced the wheels, they checked to make sure the wheels were round and not bent.
With hope.
Yeah, because...
Well, if they balanced it.
You put it on a balance machine, you're going to see that. Yeah. So it's all this other stuff that it could be in.
There's your problem. Nothing, as we said before, nothing a stick of dynamite won't solve.
Half a stick.
Half a stick.
It's a small car. Small car. Right. Half a stick. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and I got one more question.
Okay.
When I put brand new tires on the steers, my steering wheel lines up perfectly. But as they wear, their steering wheel slowly goes to 9 o'clock.
Now, are we talking about this Datsun, or are you talking about your truck?
It's the same Datsun.
The same Datsun. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the vehicle drives reasonably straight. It doesn't have a pull. Everything's okay?
No pull, drives straight, wears perfectly. I mean, the tires look excellent.
And the steering wheel turns a quarter of a degree after the tires are worn out?
Quarter of a turn.
As they're about 50%, it goes a quarter turn.
Quarter turn to the right or to the left?
To the left.
Yeah.
It aims it to the left. Yeah. Okay, the problem is that this car was originally built to drive in Japan, and they drive on the opposite side of the road. And so the steering wheel is trying to go home.
Trying to get to the left lane.
I have no idea why it's doing this.
No, that's an odd one, that you could have a 50% worn tire, take it off, you didn't replace a tire on the right side, did you?
I mean, I put two tires on at a time.
Yeah.
When I put new tires on, it goes back to
straight.
A perfect alignment, straight. And then as they wear, it turns quarter turn to the left.
Kevin, do you have any question left on why I don't work on cars?
No, none at all.
Truck guy. I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
I figured you guys would be the only people on Earth that could probably help me with this thing.
I have about four ideas, and they all involve dynamite.
Right. Ways to buy a new car.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you driving that old of a car?
Well, I like it.
You like it?
It's
what
it's
kind
just,
of a?
Yeah, it's a Datsun 2.
It's a Datsun 720.
Drive. What exactly is it?
720.
A 720.
It's not even a Sunbeam. Oh, well. Sorry I couldn't help you on that. You stumped the chump
all
tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. That's the kind of weird stuff we get on our last show.
Isn't it? Of course
yeah,
it is.
Of
the
course.
Weird stuff that we would actually try to answer.
Not that we care. What's the next phone number?
The next one is 316.
316. What's
right.
your guess?
I'll go with Missouri.
You're close.
Am I?
Kansas. This is Kansas.
Wow.
Flatlanders. Wheat fields.
Feels right. Right.
Clark Kent. Superman. No.
There you go. Is he from Kansas?
Yeah.
I could.
He landed in Kansas.
Did he?
Yeah.
What a good place to land.
Sure. Then he went to Metropolis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Farm boy from Kansas.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is he in Kansas?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't get out of Kansas.
Yeah, you're stuck there. Yeah.
Hello,
Kansas.
Yeah. Howdy, howdy from Missouri.
Howdy. He's
Missouri.
In Missouri today, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
I was right about the Missouri.
Yeah, I left Kansas, but yeah. Hey, what's the idea? What do you guys think about these alignment pins to center your steer on a hub pilot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love them.
The true balance.
Now, are you talking about the pins that you put on before you put the wheels on, or are you talking about the sleeves that go on the studs that center both the drum and the rim?
Either or. And then I saw some, they were called OTC brand, that just
mm-hmm.
slipped over the stud, and then you put the
mm-hmm.
wheel up there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first ones you mentioned actually screw on,
uh-huh.
you know, and they're focusing mostly on, I guess, the wheel and not so much the drum.
Right. I prefer the one that centers both. But either one is better than nothing. Okay?
Okay.
Because we have just as many problems with off-center drums as we do off-center wheels. And they both cause vibrations and tire wear problems.
Okay. So the ones that center the drum, is that one where you take the drum off and put these little deals on, put the drum back on?
And then the wheel goes on because the deal sticks out far enough and narrows down and it
yep.
centers the rim. Because the hole in the drum
right.
is a different size than the hole in the rim.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
fun. They're
okay.
not a problem. They're not a great problem.
So those you recommend for every... I haven't used them ever, and all of a sudden I've got this vibration, it seems like, and I thought maybe that'd be something to try.
It'd be certainly something to try, and I like them in all applications. Stud-centered wheels and drums is a world better than hub-piloted anything.
Right. Now, what if you say you've got this
okay.
vibration, what is this vibration?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's time for a new set of steers. It's one of those type of vibrations, you know?
Okay.
Because
well,
they're just about worn out.
When you go to TrueBalance.com and look up the parts, and
uh-huh.
and it's TRU-BAL.com. Okay, that's the
right.
website, TRU-BAL. And you can find the part numbers there, and if you want to buy them from a local supplier, they can probably help you find one close to you. And then when you go in to have your tires changed, take those in with you and tell the tire guy, put these on before you put it all back together. And at the same time,
okay,
make
sure
you
the tire guy.
Tires. Oh, you're the tire guy. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then make sure you balance
yeah.
the tires, too.
Tell yourself to put them on.
Yeah. Write yourself a memo.
And you do that only on the steers? Yeah, right. Do you do that on the steers and the drives or not?
I recommend it on all wheel positions.
Right, because they're all hub piloted right now.
Right.
The first time they put
center
them
that
on, it
drum
works
right away. Yeah. And then, yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I'll go to True Balance, and that's who you'd recommend to get them from. And then
that's who I recommend.
Then you wouldn't need the screw-on pins then, would you really, or not?
No, and it won't matter where you go. You have a tire taken off someplace for some reason, and they don't have the pins, and they put it back on. Who knows if it's centered? But if you put these sleeves on, they stay on the truck, and you're always centered no matter who takes it off and puts it on.
Right.
And those go on. Tell me if I'm wrong or right. I don't know. You take the drum off, put the little sleeves on, and then put the drum back on. Is that right? Then the
correct.
Wheel, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, on three positions.
Okay.
Yeah, right. 12, 4, and 9 or 12, 4, and 8,
or whatever.
I think is what they do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get a set coming, and we'll put them on all the trucks, okay? How's that sound?
Very good, buddy. All righty.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
That was good.
A good question.
That was good. Yeah, it was. We covered some stuff there.
All right. I know this one.
You do?
It's 815.
815.
It's in Illinois.
It is Illinois.
Illinois.
Noisy Ill. Okay, very good.
Wrong, yeah.
Is he in Illinois?
It depends on which direction he's driving.
If south?
He's driving south, he's still in Illinois.
From Chicago, it takes forever to get out of Illinois going south. Yeah. I think he's in the state. Let's find out.
All right.
Hello, Illinois.
He's in Michigan.
He's in Michigan. He went north.
He's going the other way.
Yeah, he's going the other way.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Cool.
I didn't go north. I went east.
Right. Did you take the ferry across the lake?
Boy, don't I wish I could do that and avoid all that traffic in Northwest Indiana.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, tonight ain't so bad, but during the week around rush hour,
yeah,
not so easy.
When I have to go east from Des Moines and I have to go through that area, I sit here and plan what time I'm going to leave Des Moines to make sure that 5 hours later I'm not in the traffic when I get there.
All right. And it's like 2-3 hours for the traffic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, so what's up?
So I just got a comment. I actually talked to you guys a couple of weeks ago about a vibration that I had and went to a driveline shop and found out where I had a loose bearing cap. The nuts weren't tightened down on the cap, and that caused a lot of vibration. And then I went and seen Jerry out in Clyde, Ohio Thursday, and he put all Actro bushings in my rear suspension.
Yes.
And what a hell of a difference that made.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. Did he reduce the caster in your front end too?
He checked it. He said that it was at 2.7. So he said, you know what?
Oh, that's
I'm
fine.
Not going to mess with it.
Yeah, that's right. Not worth doing. That's good.
Right. But I think I'm going to have him do my front springs. Thought I had my springs done like 2 or 3 years ago, and I was thinking about getting natural bushings in the springs, and I finally found when I had my springs done last, and it's been a half a million miles, so I'm just going to have to do the springs.
I think you'd be surprised at how much softer the front end will run, and if he's going to do the actual springs in the front or the bushings in the front, he's going to have the U-bolts apart. He might as well put a 1 degree shim in there and reduce it down to 1.7.
Reduce it on the 1.7, okay.
Well, it's close to 2. That's what you're shooting for is about 2, okay?
Well,
or he could stick a, or he could stick a half a degree shim in.
A half a degree would probably be just...
Yeah, put a half degree shim in, you're getting down to 2.2, because it'll help soften the front of the truck even more.
I'll tell him what you said.
Very good, buddy. Very good. I'm glad you're happy.
Oh, unbelievable. He told me after he did it, he said, well, take it for a ride, and then I'll come back and tweak everything, and... I wasn't even out of the driveway, and I could tell there was a huge difference.
Good to know.
Those Actro bushings are good. Of course, any good bushing is good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had $1.4 million on the bushings that he took out. And
yeah.
he replaced those, and he replaced the torque arms with Actro bushings in there, and it's just a world of difference.
It is a smooth rider, then. You betcha.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I thank you for calling. Have yourself a good time. And follow us on Facebook to see where we're going to go.
Right.
I can't do that. I don't do Facebook.
Oh, well, how do you get notified of this show?
it doesn't.
Well, I get a text message that says that you got to start in 15 minutes.
I believe the people who send those tech messages out should send a notice out to everybody of where to go from now on.
Right. What exactly is going to happen?
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Because those are the people we're
Sounds
working with.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All righty, buddy. You have a great day, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Satisfied customer.
Yes, I like a satisfied customer.
By the
customer.
Way, if you're satisfied,
we don't have very many of them.
If anybody's satisfied with the service that they get from any of these garages or us,
yeah.
make sure to mention it on Google or Yelp or anything,
or on our Facebook page. We right. like to have.
Put it on our Facebook.
Yeah,
page.
We like that. Okay, what's this next one?
The next one is 951.
You got a wild ass guess?
A wild guess for 951, California.
Yep. You're right.
It was a wild guess.
It was a wild guess, but you succeeded at that one.
Is he in California?
Yes, you can't get out of California. Because if you're California legal emission, you cannot leave the state.
Right. All right. Yes, if you're legal in California, you're illegal everywhere
else. Everywhere else. That's correct. That's the program.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
Hello, California.
Hello, California.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing great.
As first-time caller into your show, am I correct in that you guys discuss tires and such things like that?
No, we don't know anything about it. We just discuss it.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping.
Good.
good. Question. I've got Michelin X-Line Energies on my drives right now.
Okay.
I'm going to have to replace them in the next probably 60 days.
Okay.
I run with Landstar. I kind of go everywhere except the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. They had Landstar had the Continental dealer at their yard in Fort Worth the other day. They were showing their new tires.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new drive tire, or at least that's what they're saying. It's an HDL2.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that in a side-by-side testing that it outperformed the Michelin Energy drive tires by 5%. Do you know anything about that, or do you know anything about the Continental tires?
Yeah, I do know something about it.
We know a little about Continental.
Yeah.
We know a little about Michelin and Continental.
Yeah, I'll be at Continental's Proving Grounds all next week doing training and working with them. So, yeah, I know a little bit about Continental.
Yeah, they listen to us. They work with us.
The Continental fuel economy test is exactly what he said it is. It does outperform the Michelin right now.
Okay.
Now I should probably stop talking at this point, shouldn't I, Kevin?
I think it's – I'm not sure. I think it's probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea.
There is something that we could definitely say about all of these tires, every one of these tires.
Okay, here's what I will say about these tires.
Okay.
Every time you improve the fuel economy characteristics of the tire,
right,
you reduce the durability of the tire.
Right. And this is true of the Michelin also.
So you're going to get better fuel economy, but you probably have more regular wear.
Good possibility.
Okay.
Now,
so which side of the coin are you more interested in?
Well, that's the thing. We always want the best of both worlds.
Of course we do.
You know, fuel economy has always been kind of like my big thing ever since I started listening to Kevin some years ago. And I'm just, if I can get 200,000 miles out of the tires, I'm usually pretty happy with that.
Well, you should be able to get that.
Yeah, there's three. There's actually three variables. There's your durability, there's your fuel economy, and there's your cost.
Right. So what's the cost comparison between the Conti and the Michelin?
Right.
For me, through my deal with Landstar, is that basically the Continentals are $100 less per tire.
Buy them.
Yeah, that's you're talking about $800 for the set.
Yeah, that's easy. Buy them.
And yeah, they're not going to last that much less.
Right.
And they're going to actually save you some fuel.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I was trying to find out, because the guy couldn't tell me what the rolling resistance on the tire was.
Yep. And the rolling resistance tests are legitimate. I have no problem with that at all. They are currently outperforming the Michelin. And if this tire, I've been working with them on their issues with their drive tires, and I do know they have this new one out, and they're really hoping it's going to resolve the problems they had. The biggest problem they've had with the older one was it were retained stones and stone drill. Okay? This one, they think they've got that resolved. Okay? So, at $100 less a tire, I'd buy them.
Yep.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Appreciate your help.
Very good, buddy. And follow us on Facebook, and we'll let you know where we're going next.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Okay, folks. We have managed to get through 40 minutes.
Yes. Just 40.
And we had some good questions.
We did.
Good comments.
Was that the last question for the podcast? I guess that's the question.
It could be, because there are no other people queued up that want to say anything or do anything. And I could sit here for 20 minutes and sing, Oklahoma,
sure,
where the
else.
Wind comes whistling down the plain. No?
Oklahoma.
Somebody just came on the line. 231.
Smart.
231. Where's 231?
231. Well, 213 is L.A. 321 is Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. 231.
231 is...
the state of my birth.
Michigan.
Let's find out if this guy's in Michigan.
All right. I think they are not.
Okay.
Hello, Michigan.
Michigan.
That's
Man,
the one.
I couldn't stand that singing. I couldn't stand that singing, so I hurried up and called.
Well, I'll be in Michigan next weekend. I'll be in the Detroit area.
Oh, I'm over by Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Where'd you grow up at?
I was born in Michigan in the Highland Park area. And then my folks moved to California when I was 3.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't here very long then.
Not very long.
That was a long move, man.
Yeah.
They were looking for
anyway.
Someplace they couldn't use a snow shovel.
Right.
Well, they found that, all right.
They did that. So what's up?
Nothing to do with tires or wheel vibration, but
okay.
I know you've told me before on the tightening the nuts for the wheel bearings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's your recommendations again?
Okay, so
well,
we gotta
got
to ask a bunch of questions here, okay? Are you going to
be
adjusting Are you going to adjust the wheel nuts with the wheels and drums on or with an empty hub?
Or the wheels and drums on.
Okay. Second question is it a single nut or a double nut?
Double nut.
Double nut. Okay. Are you going to dismantle the thing or you just want to snug them up with it still on there?
I just want to snug them up.
Okay.
Protect them.
So on your steer axle, the inner nut should be 35
foot-pounds. 35
foot-pounds,
okay.
Yep. And then jam the outer nut down.
Good and tight.
Yeah.
Now this is on a what? What year or model truck?
Doesn't matter what year model.
98. Oh, okay. 98, 379.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Then on the duals, you want to tighten the inner nut to 75 foot-pounds. And then jam
75.
The outer nut down. Yes.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
What you're doing...
And then,
I'm
running super singles on the duals that may, or on the rear. Does that make any difference?
Yeah, then make it 60.
Right.
Not
much weight.
Now, what you're doing is you're pushing two tapered bearings together, and as they come together, they lift and center the hub on the bearing.
Right.
So although 60 sounds like a lot of pressure, it takes that much pressure to lift up the drum, the tire, the rim, and everything and center it on the bearing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yep. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So
well, I got
front...
2 days off, and I got it sitting by the shop. I thought, I'll just check them nuts to see if they're set right or not.
There you are. So pop the hub cap off, take the outer nut off. The steers go to 35. The dual or the super singles go to 60.
Okay. How about the trailer? No, that's got super singles on it too.
60 again.
Same.
Same. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that was easy enough.
Yeah, we like easy stuff.
All right, you guys. All right. Thanks.
You have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Michigan.
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 Calls from all over.
Yeah, who's this?
801.
Didn't we have an 801 today?
No, it's familiar, but is it not?
Oh, no, we didn't have an 801.
No, it's not Mississippi. That's 601. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Utah. The Beehive State.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's
the
Beehive State.
Is that for the haircuts?
No, the Beehive. No, not the haircut beehive. No, beehives.
Okay.
They raise bees out there.
All right.
Honey.
Is he in Utah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big state. Kind
big
of
state. Can't hardly get out of it.
All right. Hello, Utah.
No, can't get out of it at all.
Cool. What's
still
up?
Still in Utah. Hey, I just want to thank you guys for your show. It's been an awesome show. All of them.
Thank you.
I've learned a whole lot from you guys. Yeah, that's really all I wanted to say. And I've had a few products put on my truck, and it's helped with the balance on the steering steer axle, and I'll just put some more products on, and hopefully these tires will last longer than the Yokohamas I've been getting.
Good. Well, we're not disappearing. We're just moving.
Yeah, we're moving.
We can't tell you where we're moving to yet, but we're still going to be around.
All right.
Oh, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. I'm glad that you were listening.
And we're able to help you.
Yeah, I hope that the result of this is that you save money and you have an easier time driving your truck.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
It's a lot easier to drive it than it used to be.
That's great. Well, follow us on Facebook. If you have a review, you can put it on Facebook or on Google. And keep listening, keep paying attention, because we're going to be back, and we will be continuing the Rolling Toe program.
Somewhere.
Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah, sounds like a good one to end it on, I think.
I don't see any reason not to. It has been fun. It's been real. We appreciate all your listeners out there and your comments and your feedback. And as I say, if you will keep your eyes and ears open on Facebook or LinkedIn, we will be letting you know where we're going to be soon. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
And we are done.